Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Foreigners Journals podcast. My name is Caroline. I live in Germany. I was born and brought up in Kenya. And I basically now live in Germany and I'm the host of this podcast. So my initial idea of starting a podcast was to share my thoughts about life and work in Germany, my thoughts and experiences. And now I feel like I've just not been able to do that as well as I'd hoped to do. I think part of the reason is that we have been on a lockdown now for over a year now. And it's really exhausting to motivate I find it really exhausting to motivate myself to record a podcast, like do something private after having conference calls the whole day. I feel like it's so exhausting mentally to interact with people, like digitally, you know, like I feel like the calls are just more, I mean, of course, there are also advantages that you don't have to drive anywhere. But I feel like mentally it's very exhausting, you know, to be on call and in front of a screen the whole time. So maybe I'm just making up an excuse, but I'm basically, my hope is that I'm going to be able to be recording a bit more. I've thought about how to what to do with the podcast going forward, and I think my idea is to kind of just share my thoughts and reflections and on what's happening, because I just think like talking about specific topics would require that I sit down and do some research and stuff, and that is not always easy. So for now, I think I want to make it like that, that I kind of share my thoughts and reflections about things that are happening. So I'll dive right away to this week, like what happened this week. And this week was very, very important in Germany because there were elections on Sunday. Elections in Germany are usually conducted on Sundays, you know, so they are so different from elections in Kenya. Elections in Kenya are usually conducted like there are all these like crazy campaigns in Kenya. I mean, now with the pandemic, of course, it's different, but I think there's just so little drama when it comes to elections in Germany. Of course, politicians still kind of try to attack each other and stuff, but most of the time they focus on issues, you know, which is really refreshing but also startling for someone like me who grew up in Kenya. So I live in Baden-Württemberg, one of the southern states that had elections this past Sunday. And Baden-Württemberg is a very, very important Bundesland, like a federal state in Germany, because it's one of the strongest federal states economically in Germany. It has a lot of companies, you know, it's basically like the heart of small and medium-sized businesses. I mean, they are all over Germany, of course, but it's especially known to be quite strong in that area, you know. It's also this Stuttgart is also the headquarters of Mercedes-Benz. So those of you who might be listening from outside of Germany, if you come to Stuttgart, then you're basically in the heart of Baden-Württemberg, you know. So I live in this Bundesland, and so we had elections on Sunday, you know. So by elections in Germany, what happens is that at 6, they announce on the like their state channels, like AD and ZDF, and then they announce like the projections for who is going to win, you know. And the funny thing about those projections, they're called Hochrechnungen, is that they're really quite accurate, you know. So normally maybe they are a point or two or four or three off, but they are quite accurate, you know. So they're not completely off, you know. So that also happened this Sunday. They projected that the Green, the minister for the Prime Minister, Mr. Kretschmann, who is from the Greens party, was projected to win, you know, and he did win. And his coalition partners are the Conservatives, the Christian Democrats, who were actually Angela Merkel's party, and they lost, you know, they had quite some big losses. And I think the funny thing about the Christian Democrats at the moment is that they are they have quite some scandals going on. There are some things that happened with some politicians that are politicians from the city who are kind of involved in some corruption cases involving masks, like kind of giving contracts to people they know or benefiting from it in some way, so there's some corruption issues going on with them. But this has not even affected the popularity of Angela Merkel, so it's very, very important. I think you see out there in the press when they write about Merkel's party losing, and what people forget is that it's not Merkel personally. Merkel is not going to contest for elections, so she's basically when the elections for the whole country happen in September, she's not going to be a contestant, And she continues to be like really, really popular, and her party is not doing so well, So her party's unpopularity at the moment has nothing to do with her per se, Lots of people approve of how she's done a lot of things. And when it comes to the whole affairs with, for example, the how the pandemic has been managed and everything, many people see that I kind of think that she did the right thing, but the different prime ministers in different federal states didn't always follow through with the agreements, So there's this thing, this kind of disconnect between Merkel and her party, So I think my guess is that they're not going to do so well this year. It's possible that they're not going to be in the parliament now. They're not going to be in the government. They're not going to be in the government for Baden-Württemberg, because I'm just suspecting the talks are still going on, and I'm suspecting that the fact that the Green Prime Minister now has that possibility to he could also make have a majority with the Social Democrats and the Liberal Democrats. It's possible that he might not choose the Angela Merkel's party. That would actually, I think, be a good thing, because I think the education minister for Baden-Württemberg, in my opinion, she's been a disaster in managing education and digital classes and the coronavirus. I think she tried to play it down. I think she tried to act like it wasn't serious at all, and tried, in my opinion, endangered people unnecessarily. And I think, I would hope that the Prime Minister, Mr. Creshman, chooses another coalition partner, like the Greens, I mean the Social Democrats and the Liberal Democrats, FDP, I really hope so, Then maybe we'd have a new way of doing things and managing the pandemic, and especially the school issue. So yeah, the other good thing about those elections is that the elections, like the right wing parties, the far right party, AfD, it's they're called Alternative for Deutschland. It's a really, really right wing party, and they're very hostile to first, of course, they're hostile to foreigners. They have always the foreigners as their like pet whatever's for hate, but they're also hostile to democracy, and they did really poorly. Well, still, they got less than 10%, which is a drop from what they had before. And I'm just really glad that such a party is not doing so well anymore. It's always a strange feeling as someone who's not born here to see a party that is so hostile to foreigners doing so well. It just gives you a strange feeling, because you become aware of how much support the people who are anti-migrants have in the population, So that was really nice that they didn't do so well, and it looks like their strength is no longer so much. The second thing that I want to talk about is that schools finally opened. So basically, when I say schools opened, what I mean is that the fifth graders, my kids have been having homeschooling the whole time, like basically digital classes and basically everything from home since December. And now, for the first time this week, my son in fifth grade went to school and basically had some lessons, So it's still not like complete like opening of schools, but they're trying to kind of have small classes and kind of test them weekly and just try to like have them like do tests and try to find a way to mitigate the whole pandemic situation, as well as kind of, yeah, like have normal school, you know. So we'll still see. It was just the first week, but he had a test as well, and it was negative. And I'm just kind of, I just hope that they try to continue kind of doing the tests and try to make it as, just maybe take small steps into improving the situation. What is happening is that the numbers in Germany are really increasing. There's basically a third wave here, and there's so many people who are, including me, who are worried about, who are questioning or are worried about the whole opening of the schools thing. I mean, no one wants to get infected with corona, so it's just a really stupid or crazy situation. The other thing is that AstraZeneca vaccine can be used again. So the hope, of course, is that this is going to maybe improve the situation. The more people get vaccinated, the more the situation will hopefully become easier. The other thing that I'd like to talk about, the other thing that happened this week is the president of Tanzania, Dr. Magufuli Pombe, died on Wednesday. This was announced on Wednesday. And this guy was a very, very prominent COVID skeptic. He did not believe that COVID was a thing or that it was serious, you know. And I think it's suspected that he died of COVID. Many other people have said that he died of heart conditions. He had heart conditions the whole time. So I think that was also the vice president said, that he actually died of heart conditions. I find this situation very sad. I come from Kenya. I mean, like I said, I was born and brought up in Kenya. And Tanzania is a neighboring country that I've been to several times as a young person for basketball. And it's the relationship between Kenya and Tanzania is not always good. They speak a lot of Swahili in Tanzania and generally consider their Swahili to be much, much better than the Kenyan Swahili. And it's just, we are neighboring countries, but it's also quite a different country, you know. And there are lots of things to admire about Tanzania. One of the things that they say, in Kenya, for example, there's an issue with tribalism that people are very, very aware of. The tribes they come from, and are sometimes, like, especially during elections, there's a lot of hostilities to different tribes. And apparently in Tanzania, this is not the case, you know. So there are some differences between Kenya and Tanzania, you know. They speak very good Swahili. Kenyans don't speak such good Swahili. There's apparently no tribalism there. There's a lot of tribalism in Kenya. But the reason I want to talk about Magufuli is because I think that this president was very controversial. You know, there are lots of people who say that he was very progressive. You know, in some ways, he apparently really insisted on like zero level corruption. You know, like no tolerance to corruption, and really, really tried to enforce that. You know. I mean, anyone who knows Africa knows how much of a problem a state plunder is, you know, like people who benefit from government, who get into politics to benefit from plundering state resources, you know. And apparently this president really tried to stop that. So I think in that sense he was really, really good. But there was also the issue that he tried to champion the causes for Africans, you know, kind of to pan-Africanism, you know, that he was a champion of Africans trying to do things for themselves and not just relying on foreigners, and like really, especially foreign governments that are kind of predators that try to benefit from resources without by undercutting the local governments or like the residents of the countries in Africa, especially this one, yeah. And so those were clearly very, very good things, but it's just difficult to understand how someone like him, who apparently had a PhD in chemistry, somehow decided that coronavirus wasn't a thing, you know. I think that the whole story is really tragic because he unnecessarily endangered the lives of many people. You know, if he's really died of COVID, then it's possible that that it's because he had underlying conditions, you know, which makes it all really tragic, you know, that he had underlying conditions, really serious heart disease, downplayed COVID and maybe got infected with COVID and not, had no fighting chance, you know. But the other thing is that so many other people believed him and followed him, you know, and this is going to lead to so many people dying unnecessarily, you know, or losing their loved ones unnecessarily, you know. And I think that at the end of the day, regardless of whatever good stuff he did, I think at the end of the day, he failed Tanzanians, you know. And I think that this is just showing a bit how you can't deny COVID. And maybe I'm just hoping that it's not going to be the beginning of so many people dying in Africa, you know. Because so far, there's always been this this notion that that COVID somehow spared Africa, you know, that people were somehow able to kind of yes, African government somehow managed to get it all under control and not have so many casualties, you know. And more, it looks like people are dying, you know. Maybe the issue was that the younger people were getting infected, and so no, the I mean, most young people, coronavirus is not so risky for young people. But now, and more older people are getting infected, and it looks like as an older person, you don't have a chance, you know. And I just think that this is really, really sad, you know. So I just hope that it doesn't become as bad as it's been in Western countries like Germany. And the situation is still serious. I really, really pray that the situation doesn't get out of hand in Africa. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. If you have any questions, please send me a message, send me an email at podcast@theforeignersjournal.com. I'll try to, if you can spare a minute, then please rate this podcast. And if you have feedback or any questions and want me to talk about something specific, then please write to me still at thepodcast@theforeignersjournal.com. Thanks a lot for listening and see you next time.
Thank you very much for listening to the Foreigners Journal podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please give us a 5-star rating so more people can find the podcast more easily. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, then please use the email address podcast@theforeignersjournal.com. We hope you join us the next time.